This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Facing the affordable housing crisis in Denver, the city, along with employers and charitable foundations, is going to pay the difference between market rent on an apartment and what a lower-income resident can afford. The Lower Income Voucher Equity Program, or LIV Denver, will be open to single residents making $23,500 to $47,000, and families of four with household incomes from $33,500 to $67,000. Fast Food Justice planned to announce that 1,200 New York fast food workers have signed pledges to contribute $13.50 a month to the organization in dues. The organization is taking advantage of a New York City-only ordinance which requires employers to make payroll deductions to any nonprofit with 500 signatures. ICE swept 98 7-Eleven stores in 17 states from California to Florida, resulting in 21 arrests, according to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which signaled intensified efforts against businesses that hire unauthorized workers. The IRS paid $20 million last year to debt collectors for a congressionally mandated program that returned only a little more than $6 million. Months after border apprehension set a 17-year low, which administration officials proudly celebrated as a Trump effect, the number of migrants trying to enter the United States has been surging, surpassing 40,000 along the southwest border last month, more than double the springtime numbers, according to new data from the Homeland Security Department. Legalizing marijuana nationwide would create at least $132 billion in tax revenue and more than a million new jobs across the U.S. in the next decade, according to a new study. Tim Hortons, the iconic coffee and donut shop in Canada, is a site of protests throughout Toronto over the fact that some Hortons owners reacted to an increase in the Ontario minimum wage to $14 an hour by taking workers' tips and eliminating their breaks. Treasury Department seems on the verge of trying to significantly gut the Community Reinvestment Act, which for 40 years has been a bulwark preventing discrimination in bank lending and forcing investment in lower income and minority neighborhoods in the latest Trump administration attack on the poor. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.